Welcome to Power Hour of Health from the Media Hub on RightRadio.ca. I'm your host, Chris Martin, and this show is all about health and fitness. Today, we'll be discussing cardiovascular health. So, what is cardiovascular exercise, or also known as cardio, is one of the best ways to improve your overall health and fitness. Not only does it burn calories and help you lose weight, but it can also improve your cardiovascular health and reduce your risk of heart disease. So, how much cardio should you be doing each week? According to the American Heart Association, adults should aim for at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity cardiovascular exercise per week. This can be broken down into 30 minutes of exercise 5 days per week. But what does moderate intensity exercise mean? Some examples include brisk walking, cycling, swimming, or even dancing. The important thing is to get your heart rate up and to maintain that level of intensity for at least 30 minutes. Now, if you're new to cardio, it's important to start slowly and gradually increase the intensity and duration of your workouts over time. This can help prevent injuries and ensure that you don't burn out too quickly. If you're short on time, high-intensity interval training, or HIIT, is a great option. This involves short bursts of intense exercise followed by brief periods of rest or active recovery. A 20 to 30 minute HIIT workout can be just as effective as a longer, moderate intensity workout. So I'm gonna play some music for you. Next one is gonna be Everlong from the Foo Fighters here at DC Radio.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Power Hour of Health from the Media Hub on RightRadio.ca. I'm your host, Chris Martin, and you've just heard back-to-back songs from That's What You Get, or by Everlong, rather, from the Foo Fighters, and Wide Awake from Hot Milk. So our next topic is about how do we burn calories and help you lose weight. So if we're doing cardiovascular exercise, commonly known as cardio, well, this will help you burn lots and lose weight through several mechanisms. So number one, we can increase your calorie expenditure. So while doing your cardio workouts, your body requires more energy to sustain the increased activity level. This leads to a higher calorie expenditure as your body burns calories to fuel the exercise. The longer and more intense the cardio session, the more calories you burn. Next is enhanced metabolism. Regular cardio exercise can help improve your metabolism, which is the rate at which your body burns calories at rest. Cardio workouts stimulates the muscles and increase the demand for energy, which can raise your metabolic rate even after you've finished exercising. And in this effect, known as excess post-exercise oxygen consumption, or the EPOC, means you continue to burn calories at an elevated rate even when you're at rest. So, for example, if you're doing a HIIT workout and it's a high intense workout for sure, you can still burn those calories for a max of 2 days. And next is fat burning. So all of us are mostly focused on that one. Cardio exercises promote fat burning by using stored fat as a fuel source. So, as your body requires more energy during cardio workouts, it taps into fat stores to provide the necessary fuel. So, in over time, this can contribute to a reduction in body fat percentage and weight loss. And the next one is appetite regulation. Engaging in cardio exercises can help regulate your appetite by influencing hormones related to hunger and satiety. Cardio workouts can increase the release of certain hormones that suppress appetite and decrease the release of hormones that stimulate hunger. This can lead to better control over your calorie intake and make it easier to maintain a calorie deficit, which is necessary for weight loss. And next is improved in cardiovascular health. Cardio exercises strengthen your heart and improve cardiovascular health. They increase heart rate, improve blood circulation, and enhance the efficiency of your cardiovascular system. Regular cardio workouts can reduce the risk of heart disease, lower blood pressure, and improve overall cardiovascular fitness. To achieve weight loss through cardio exercises, it's very important to combine them with a healthy diet and maintain a consistent exercise routine. Additionally, incorporating strength training exercises alongside cardio can help build muscle, increase overall caloric burn, and improve body composition. So next up, we're going to play two tracks for you. That's What You Get by Paramore and Paper Wings by Throw the Fight. Don't forget to follow us on social media at DCSA Media Hub.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Power Hour of Health from the Media Hub on RightRadio.ca. I'm your host, Chris Martin, and you've just heard back-to-back songs from Paramore's That's What You Get and Throw the Fight's Paper Wings. So next up, our topic would be, what types of cardio can we do? So there are lots, actually, various types of cardio exercise that you can incorporate into your fitness routine. What if it's your first time? Right? So here are some popular options. The usual running and jogging. Now, of course, we have lots of parks here, and jogging and running is a versatile and effective form of cardio that can be done outdoors or even on a treadmill. So let's say you don't have a treadmill at home, then just go out, right? It requires minimal equipment and can be adjusted to suit different fitness levels. So in that case, maybe you just want to keep it at your own pace, that's fine. Maybe you want to go for longer jogs, it's up to you. Next up, walking. Brisk walking is a low impact cardio exercise suitable for people of all fitness levels. It's an accessible and convenient option too that can be done outdoors and again on a treadmill. So if you have a choice of whether walking, jogging, or running, again, it's all up to you. But in my case, let's say if it's your first time to actually do a cardio workout, I'd probably prefer doing the walking to jogging first. And there is some interval trainings wherein you can walk for like 5 minutes and then go jog for 1 to 2 minutes and then have that recovery again of walking. So it can mix match to each, you know, depending on your pace. Next up is cycling. Whether you prefer outdoor cycling or indoor stationary cycling, both are excellent forms of cardio. Cycling targets the lower body muscles and provides a good cardiovascular workout. Let's say you have a bicycle. Well, you can do that. You can just go out and, you know, probably go bike for probably 30 minutes to an hour and call it a day, right? Next up, swimming. It's the summer, guys. Swimming is a full body workout that is gentle on the joints. It works multiple muscle groups and improves cardiovascular fitness. It's particularly beneficial for individuals with joint issues or injuries. So let's say right now it's the summer season, and of course, where do you go? Let's go swimming. Now, depending on the pace of your strokes, whether you're doing breaststroke or backstroke, it helps with the cardiovascular workout. You can either lose calories and burn fats at the same time, which is very beneficial. And let me tell you, swimming is the number one cardio because it requires all body workout, whether you're doing your upper body and lower body at the same time. You know, just a few laps, it will tire you, but it will be more beneficial. Next up is high intensity interval training, or HIIT. That's what I mentioned earlier during the show. HIIT involves short bursts of intense exercises alternated with brief recovery periods. So when you do a specific workout, let's say a push-up or a squat, and then you will rest for maybe like 20 to 30 seconds, and then you go on to the next workout. It can be done with various exercises. So it can be, you know, jumping, push and pulls, and, you know, such as burpees, even mountain climbers. Burpees are the hardest, right? It's like jumping and going down on the floor, doing a push-up, standing up, and doing it all over again. That, my friends, when you do a couple, you can actually hear your heartbeat. And you can also use equipments like stationary bikes or rowing machine. So whether you do a, let's say a pull-up, and then afterwards you can go straight to a bike. So HIIT workouts are time efficient and effective for burning calories. Next up, aerobics. So aerobic exercises such as dance-based workouts, step aerobics, or what we call now Zumba, combined with rhythmic movements, with music to elevate your heart rate and improve cardiovascular fitness. And with that plenty of music these days, let's say you're aiming for a high intense one, you can go for at least more than 150 beats, you know, in a song. And then doing that, dancing, you can burn lots of calories and fats to that specific dance routine. Jumping ropes. Who does jumping ropes these days, right? Jumping rope is a simple yet effective cardio exercise that can be done anywhere. It's a high impact activity that engages multiple muscle groups and improves coordination, which is true. And like you jump, let's say your target jump is probably 100 to 150. And while you're doing that, probably just you're reaching to that 20 to 30 mark, you're gonna feel the difference. Next up, stair climbing. And climbing stairs or using a stair climber machine is an intense cardio workout, to be honest, because it targets your lower body muscles and boosts cardiovascular endurance. Now, let's say you've been sitting for more than 6 hours to 8 hours, or watching Netflix, watching your favorite movies. After watching that favorite movie, you try to walk up the stairs and down pretty fast. And actually, you'll hear your heartbeat. You'll tire easily. Next up, rowing machines. Rowing machines provides a full body workout that engages your upper and lower body muscles. It's a low impact exercise, but it actually can be adjusted to a high intense one, most likely if you do it a faster row. Next one is group fitness classes, like joining group fitness classes such as spinning, kickboxing, cardio dance classes can make your cardio workouts more enjoyable and provide a motivating environment. So let's say if you want to join with a group of people, you want to bring your friends, it's good to work out with people you know, and of course you build a strong community at the same time. Remember to choose activities that you enjoy and that suit your fitness level and any physical limitations you may have. So mixing different types of cardio exercises can help prevent also boredom and provide a well-rounded workout. And once you start that routine, subconsciously, you're actually like looking for it in the long run. It's becoming part of your life. And that's what's important, right? To be more active and, of course, to keep your body in an optimal health. So that's the end of our show today. I look forward to seeing you back here next week. So please don't forget that you can follow us on social media at DCSA Media Hub, at Coach Mont PH, that's my Instagram account, or at Mont's Fitness. And here's a song by Goo Goo Dolls, which is Stay With You, playing us out on rightradio.ca.